The other point that we also want to mention in trying to leave this legacy is to focus on unity. And indeed, it's sad to see in the West, Muslims are converting to Islam and immediately they are introduced to ideologies and ways of thinking which make them look at other Muslims as us in them. We're on the haq, they're on the batil. SubhanAllah, these people have just converted to Islam. Shouldn't we teach them about Islam, how to pray, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be addicted to personalities or groups or ideologies, but to be in love with the Muslims and to be in love with their fellow non-Muslims and to work for the benefit of those around them? I was very saddened when I went to some communities and I found that certain Muslims were labeling me as though, subhanAllah, I was on sale at the local market. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. SubhanAllah, why can't I just be a Muslim? Why can't I just be your brother in Islam? Alhamdulillah. In the West, if we don't realize that we need to unify and we need to work together, we will bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And this is very frightening. Everybody starts to think they're on the truth. Everybody's group is on the truth and everybody is on batil except me. How is it going to be possible that I can work and accept non-Muslims if I'm unable to work and accept my own fellow Muslims? So this working together, and subhanAllah, the ulama have stated a very important principle that will help us. And that is that we work together on where we can agree. We seek to find areas where we agree. And we make excuses for each other in areas that we differ, which are not related to the foundations of Islam, which are not related to the usul of the deen, but the furu', the branches. Then we can work together. We can excuse ourselves. We don't have to break up into different groups and flavors. Now, subhanAllah, more flavors in the Muslim community in the West than Baskin Robbins has ice cream. Don't we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't we realize that we don't convert to be a Sufi, you don't convert to be a Salafi, you don't convert to be a Tablighi, as our brother Sheikh Abdullah Adhami mentioned. This is ridiculous that we're dividing ourselves into these different camps and Islam is suffering. The cartoon issue, where are the Muslims? We're busy talking about this Sheikh, that Sheikh, this group, my group, his group, your group, my ideology, this book, that book, this guy's wrong, he's right, I'm wrong. Of course we can criticize if we have knowledge. But our criticism should only be restricted to the areas of knowledge. But why Islam and Muslims are being portrayed in such a negative light, how could I have time to talk about other people and bring down the honor of other people? SubhanAllah, in the Quran, we find different points that the Quran shows us the importance of this unity. For example, the most secretive relationship, if you will, between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worship. Yani, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't associate any partners with Him. We don't make any shirk with Him. And this is the key to bringing benefit to people, this message of Tawheed. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is you alone we worship and you alone we seek for help. Notice here, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, إِيَّاكَ أَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ أَسْتَعِينَ. It is you alone I worship and you alone I seek for help. But what? It is you alone we worship. And you alone, we seek for help. So even the Muslim who's praying by himself in the night, or praying his sunnah and no one's listening, at that moment in time he remembers that he's the member of a greater ummah, and he takes part in the khair and the doing good of this ummah. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about working together and patience and enjoying the good and forbidding the evil, usually He used the plural form, وَتَوَاصَوْا وَتَوَاصَوْا. All of you must work together enjoying the good and the truth. And all of you must work together in enjoying the patience. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And all of you must enjoin and invite and work towards and cooperating toward the good. And all of you must not work and cooperate towards doing evil. Here again, the plural form is used to show the importance of this ummah being together. In Surah Al-Furqan, perhaps one of the most beautiful and subtle examples of this is found in the dua that we mentioned earlier, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make from amongst us imams for the people of piety. Here, subhanAllah, we're asking in the plural sense. Why don't we say, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ أَئِمَّا. Make us for the righteous imams. But here Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us an imam for the righteous. Imam is singular. But we're asking on behalf of all of us. Now there's more than 1 billion Muslims in the world. When we make this dua, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. وَجَعَلْنَا More than 1 billion lil-muttaqina imama, make us more than 2 or 3 billion now an imam. Subhanallah, why? The ulama said something very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say a'imma, imams, he said imama, because he wants to show that the Muslims have to stand united in one voice. And they have to stand up, insha'Allah ta'ala, for what they believe in as one voice. And we need to be careful now. Because one of the symptoms in the West now is to disown the other Muslims in the East. And this is a very, very dangerous, dangerous game that we shouldn't fall into. Subhanallah, there are around 67 million Muslims in America alone. That's the population of my city that I live in Cairo. We shouldn't overestimate our importance, but realize that we need Muslims in the East as much as Muslims in the East need us. We have to work together and benefit each other and learn from each other, because we have to realize that it would be impossible as Muslims to go it alone. We need each other. We need to work together. So what could we do? What I would propose is to have a true unity conference. Not just saying unity and not uniting with people who we don't like or people we have differences with. But let's see all of the leaders of the Muslim world unite in some country, in some community, and express their differences with each other. The Sufis, the Salafis, the Tablikis, the Ikhwanis, whoever, come and unite. Let's sit down and talk. Instead of, you know, perhaps criticizing each other or looking at each other in a negative way, instead of saying that the masses of the Muslims need a conference, I believe that the leaders of the Muslims need a conference. We need to sit down and listen to what the ulama say and present as Western Muslims our concerns to them and benefit from them. And inshallah, we hope that our scholars will also benefit from us. So this unity is very important, standing with one voice. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Yadullahi ma'al jama'a," that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the group, with the masses. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wakunu ibad Allah ikhwana," and be, O servants of Allah, as brothers. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Al-mu'min al-mu'min kalbunyan," that the believers in relationship to each other are like a building and they support each other. We have to be careful in the West that we're not splitting ourselves, that we're not dividing up, because it's going to eat away from our strength internally. And one day we're going to be weak, 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 because we need each other. Believe me, we need each other. We might never think that we need each other, but there's some benefit that we can take from others who are around us that we can use, inshallah ta'ala, to fulfill the legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The last point, inshallah ta'ala, that I would like to make is that we have to place family first. And inshallah, in the future, we plan to release a series about how to be a better father, how to be a better mother, how to be a better son, how to be a better daughter, inshallah ta'ala. But we have to place family first. We have to spend time with our family. We need to start, inshallah, a weekly halaqa in our home, sitting with our family, reading the Quran, pondering on different aspects of the seerah and the sunnah, so that we can contribute, inshallah, something to our communities. Number two, we should get involved in volunteer work, whether it's the PTA, Boy Scouts, cleaning up the neighborhood with our fellow non-Muslim friends and brothers. We should get involved in doing things in our community as a family, so we make a schedule. This day is the halaqa. This is the day, maybe Saturday or Sunday, that we can skip, you know, maybe always going to invitations and parties and trying out nice dishes, which is good, alhamdulillah. But inshallah, in the morning, we should go as a family and volunteer and work with our fellow non-Muslim friends and brothers and sisters. Contribute something to our society as a family. It's very important to display the prophetic legacy through our actions. If we look at the number of hadith which were related by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the largest number in quantity are those which were related to the actions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." O you who believe, save yourself and your family from the hellfire. Allah said, "Wa'mur ahlaka bis salah." Order your family to pray. Umar radiallahu anhu used to wake up his kids at night and his wives at night and read these verses to them. Why? Because he knew it was his job to give this legacy to his family. Put our family first. Inshallah, let's review quickly what we talked about in this lecture. We talked about the prophetic legacy. And his impact, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was felt, subhanallah, all over the map. His family, his friends, his community, and even his enemies. And then we identified some ways as Muslims that we can contribute, inshallah, and play a part in contributing this legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, the listener. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your life easy for you and to make you a caller to His way, the way of the Prophet, wherever you live. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those brothers and sisters who have recently converted to Islam. Help them, Ya Allah, with their families. Make them an example for their families. Make it easy for them, those of them who are suffering under pressure from different family members because of their acceptance of Islam. Lighten the burden for them, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and use them as a catalyst to spread the beneficial message. Oh Allah, we ask you, inshaAllah, to make it easy for the Muslims who are struggling in the workplaces, who are having difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah, lighten the burden for them. Oh Allah, we ask you to make it easy for our sisters who are struggling with the decision to wear hijab. Make it easy for them, Ya Rab. Make the decision simple for them. Bless them. Put khair in their hearts. Put light in their hearts. Make them, inshaAllah, a blessing for those around them. Oh Allah, we ask you with all of our might and by all of your names and attributes and by the weight of your arsh and the number of your creation, we ask you, Ya Allah, to let us be a contributor to the legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, let us meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he asks us, what have we done for the cause of this religion? Inshallah, our actions will answer on our behalf. Ya Allah, unite us with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us drink from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us enter the Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let us spend eternity with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa salihin wa siddiqin wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Nice CD, man.
Yeah, Simtek that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Simtek?
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that, eh? That's a CD.
No, I know it's a CD. I'm asking you, what is that?
What is what?
Simtek.
Huh?
I'm asking you, what is Simtek?
Hey, I told you what is Simtek, man. Simtek is a CD.
And what is that?
Hey, that's what I asked you, man.
What do you mean?
What is what?
Okay, leave what. Who is Simtek?
Huh? Who is Simtek? How must I know Simtek? Do I look like Simtek?
Then why you said Simtek from the beginning? You're the one that said Simtek.
Oh, so that makes me Simtek.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm Simtek. Hello, Simtek.
Why you don't just answer the question?
What question?
The same question I asked you from the beginning. Who is Simtek?
Hey, you lying.
What?
You asked me what is Simtek.
Whatever. Don't miss the point.
Hey, you don't even know what your point is, man.
I do.
You don't.
I know exactly what I'm asking you.
You don't know what you're asking. What you're asking?
I'm asking you Simtek.
Right, Simtek.
What is it? Who is it? How is it? When is it? What is Simtek?
And I told you from the beginning, Simtek is a CD.
It's a CD?
Yeah.
How can it be a CD?
What do you mean, how can it be a CD?
Hey.
No, we are listening to the CD now. You're asking me, how can it be a CD?
Oh, okay, that's it. Simtek is a CD.
Yeah, Simtek CD. Got it.
Hey, what's the rule, man?
Oh my goodness, did you say that?
Hey, okay, huh? Simtek is a CD. Please drop me off in the corner.
Simtek, Islamic CDs. South Africa's leading Islamic media and audio CD manufacturer.